Today's my topic that I've chosen is walking with God. The sermon title, if you want to say, is Walking with God, and for the media team who uploads it, hashtag faith, hashtag heaven, hashtag eternity, hashtag best life now in Jesus' eyes. Make sure you add that, otherwise please don't add that hashtag. Best life now in Jesus' eyes, okay? All right, walking with God. In fact, I think the worship describes what's the best life. The worship that we were experiencing was saying the best life is the fact that just like how the disciples said to Jesus, Lord, on the Mount of Transfiguration, they said one thing, let us be here. They may ivida partha mari. Enikku onnu pala familiesilum taalpriya adu thanna parthavum bari ividakka thanna ninna super. Hallelujah. I'm sure somebody said an amen. Hallelujah. If nobody, I know who. Right? So, but now I feel what I'm going to share is much lesser than what we experienced right now in worship. The presence of God was great. I thank God for what He's doing. Re mini thono roshata. I mean, walking with God. Let's read verse Genesis 5, verse 22, verse 24. I'll be trying to go very fast. It's like a crash course, if you want to say. 5:24, anybody who gets it can read it. Amen. Enoch walked with God. When the Holy Spirit chose to write the autobiography of Enoch, he said it in one line. Enoch walked with God. If Holy Spirit chose to write about us, Allah, if the church were to say us a farewell, would they say he or she walked with God? Now, I ask this number one question is, can man walk with God? And the answer is yes, because Enoch walked with God. Noah, Genesis chapter 6 verse 9, Noah walked with God. Abraham, it says, be blameless. Nee ende munbe nishkalanganai ninna ende munbe nishkalanganai nadakka. So it is possible. What does it mean to walk with God? Devathodu oppan nadakku, what does it mean? To walk, we have to, before we walk, something has to happen. Let's go to Amos chapter 3, verse 3. I'll just go ahead and read, Amos. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Randu veru thammil ottittallade orumichu nadakkumo? Living Bible translation says, ESV translation says, two walk together unless they have agreed to meet. Meaning, before you want to walk, you have to first agree to meet. Another translation makes it even more clearer for a Christian is, for how can we walk together with your sins between us? So now some of you are saying, oh, yeah, I want to walk with God. And I want to tell you is this. If you have sins between you and God, you cannot be walking. And there is a solution. God has provided it on the cross. It is so simple that it makes it hard for people to believe that it is true. Because this is what it says in Corinthians. It's saying, prasangatinte poshatathal, he conveyed the gospel. Meaning, it was too good and he transferred it so easily. He didn't say you have to climb a hill. He didn't say you have to crawl. He didn't say you have to fast for 40 days. He said, if you believe, you will be saved. He brought it down to as easy as a child who could believe. So that when we stand before God, we cannot say, Devame, this gospel was hard for me, this salvation was hard for me to attain. He made it so easy, so simple that the wisdom of the world failed to understand. അവരുടെ ജ്ഞാനത്തിൻ്റെ ഉയർച്ച നിമിത്തം ദൈവത്തിൻ്റെ പ്രവൃത്തി അവർ ഒത്തിരി കുഞ്ഞാക്കി കളഞ്ഞു. ഐ മീൻ, സോ ഇഫ് യു ഹാവ് സിൻസ് വിത്ത് ദാറ്റ് സ്റ്റാൻഡ് ബിറ്റ്വീൻ യു ആൻഡ് ഗോഡ്, യു കെൻ നോട്ട് വാക്ക് വിത്ത് ഗോഡ്. And you have a solution. You don't need to go back after this service thinking that, oh no, I need to keep you having the sins. No, 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 no. There was a lamb that was slain for you. A lamb that took all of your sins. And when John the Baptist looked at this lamb, he said, sir, one thing, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Or if you want to put your name to heal, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of Bobbin. If there is a lamb that has taken away the sins, why are you holding to it? This is preventing you from walking with God. ദൈവത്തോടൊപ്പമുള്ള നടപ്പിൽ ഇത് നിനക്കും എനിക്കും തടസ്സമാകുക. Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Isaiah 59:2 says, it is your iniquities that have separated you from God. Isn't that in the same light in saying that you cannot walk with God because there is sin standing between you, me and you, between God and you? And so we know Enoch walked with God. That means he made sure there was nothing that stood between him and God. And I want to encourage all of you, young and old. This is a youth message, but it's for everybody. You know, this is how I say. It's a youth message, but it's like water. Old need it, young need it. And that means this is the message for everybody. Right? This is like water. It is inevitable. നിങ്ങൾക്ക് ഇത്ര വലിയ രക്ഷയെ ഗണ്യമാക്കാതെ പോയാൽ, ഓ ശകന റബാ ശത്തന റബസി, ഇഫ് സച്ച് എ ഗ്രേറ്റ് സാൽവേഷൻ, if you choose to take it carelessly, what can save you? Such a great salvation. Rekhono shadhana argasi. You don't need any degree. It is not your knowledge, it is not your skill, it is not your health. ഇത്ര വലിയ രക്ഷയെ, ഹൗ ക്യാൻ യു മിസ് ദിസ് ഗ്രേറ്റ് സാൽവേഷൻ? ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ടു ക്ലിയർ അൺലെസ് യു ചൂസ് ടു ക്ലോസ് യുവർ ഐസ് ടു ഇറ്റ്. നൗ യു ക്യാൻ ക്ലോസ് യുവർ ഐസ്, ബട്ട് ദേർ ഇസ് എ ഡേ വെൻ യു കെ നോട്ട് ചൂസ് ടു ക്ലോസ് ദി ഐസ് ടു ദി എറ്റേണൽ ഫയർ ആൻഡ് ജഡ്ജ്മെന്റ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. Let's look at the life of Enoch. What his life was. This is what the scripture says. He walked with God. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 1 verse 5. 11 verse 5. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 5. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. My version says by faith Enoch was taken away. Vishwasathal Hanok edukkappettu. So Genesis chapter 1 says, Genesis chapter 5, in Genesis he's saying Enoch walked with God. In Hebrews chapter 11 he's saying he walked in faith and he was taken away. So in Genesis also he's saying he was taken away. Appam, if you have to be taken away with God, you need to be walking with God. Or let's say in the Hebrew language of the Hebrew author, if you want to be taken away by God, you need to be walking in faith. So walking in God, walking in faith, all are in line, right? And this Enoch, the one who walks with God, if you read in Jude's verse 14.
Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men also, saying,
That's fine. Right. So in Jude, so there's only three books where this Enoch is being referred to. And in Genesis, you see he walked with God. In Hebrews, you see that he walked by faith. And a person who walks with God and who walks by faith, he has a word of prophecy. You want prophets? Walk with God. If KPC Church walks with God, then we are going to be prophets. We are going to say two things. If you split that prophecy into two things, it says, behold, the Lord comes. കർത്താവിന്റെ വരവിനെ പ്രവചിക്കുന്ന അല്ലെ വിളിച്ചു പറയുന്ന ഒരു ഭക്തൻ ഒരു സഭ ആകും ഇഫ് യു വാക്ക് വിത്ത് ഗോഡ്. Now you can be 7 years old, you can be a mouthpiece for God, but if you're listening to the sermon. And second he's saying is about the judgment. Interesting, right? The one who walks with God prophesies about his coming and doesn't prophesy add to it the blessing. But he says judgment. Nobody likes those people. പക്ഷെ ദൈവം പറയുകയാണ്, he walked with God and he walked with God so much and so close and kept on walking that he forgot the temporal home and just entered the eternal home. Can we walk on this earth where the temporal home is actually temporal? ഈ ലോകത്തിൻ്റെ സ്വപ്നം ഇവിടെ തീരുമെന്നും തീരാ ഇളകാത്ത ഒരു രാജ്യം നമുക്കുണ്ടെന്നുള്ള രീതി നടന്നാൽ ദൈവം അവരെ എടുക്കാനാ ദൈവം വരുന്നത്. God comes to take those who walk, whose eyes are fixed on eternity. You may be struggling in chemistry, it's okay. But you don't need to struggle in your Christian life. Because you have a way set for it. അവൻ നിങ്ങൾക്ക് ഓടുവാൻ തക്കവണ്ണം ഒരു പാത സെറ്റാക്കി വെച്ചിട്ടുണ്ട്. അത് നിന്റെ ട്രാക്ക് അല്ല അടുത്തയാൾക്ക്. The track for Abel is not for track for Jeremy. The track is different for each one of us. But the destination is the same. You may be going through pain, but God has a purpose. This is what James says. Amen. Hallelujah. If any of you lacks wisdom, ask God who will give you liberally. Endina, to understand the trials you go through and how I need to respond. Without the knowledge of God, nothing happens. ദോഷമായത് ആയാലും നന്മയായാലും ഇയ്യോബിൻ്റെ ഭാഷയെ പറഞ്ഞാൽ എല്ലാത്തിനും സ്തോത്രം. Recently I had a chance to speak with somebody and he told this phrase, and he happened to be a person who was in he was telling a testimony how he deals with other people. He's a realtor, and this is what he told. He was told, veedu kittiya stotram, veedu poya praise the Lord. Ennu vachal either ways it's God. You may not get A grade, it's okay. In fact, maybe real powerful men of God were not even C grade. It is not the grade that matters. It is how close you walk with God. When you walk with God, people should say he walks with God. And let me put me on the stand over here. And when I should walk so close to God that my wife says, God is with him. Often I fail. But that should be a reason. I put myself because I can only put myself. And you want to step into my shoes and think the same way. And similarly, the wives. Right? We all have, similarly the children, you have a responsibility to walk with God because maybe your parents may be failing spiritually. When they see you walk, I know of a pastor where he would, you know, when he would come back home, he would hear his son worship in the basement so loudly. And pastor would say when he would come back, come into the house, when he's worshiping, when his son is worshiping in the basement in tongues, pastor feels convicted. Pastor feels convicted when he hears, and his son doesn't know that his pastor, that his father walked into the house. We need to walk with God. We need to walk with God so close that it impacts people. If a person is burnt by fire, and they're 90% burnt, do you think they have to tell others that I got burnt? No. If you are so influenced, controlled by God, you don't have to utter a word. They will say, this person is controlled by God. Preach the gospel if necessary. Use words. എന്നൊരു ഭക്തൻ പറഞ്ഞു. preach the gospel. Some of us, the moment we utter a word from our mouth, we have closed the door for eternity. Some of us have to learn this. And with age, I have recognized I am number one failure at that, so that's why I can easily confess it. But I'm saying, maybe some of us have to step into the same shoes and say, sometimes without talking, you can convey the gospel. Vaa thorakka suvishesham arikkan pattum. Bhaaryamare, bhartakkumare, pattum. You know, we bring logic into the relationship. And God works beyond logic. Let me ask you one thing. When in your lifetime have you been able to feed for the cottage meeting 50 people with 5 bread? You cannot. But God works beyond logic. When godly influence enters mathematical equations, things start to be different. And you want God to enter into these relationships, into our interactions of life. Now things start to be different. And you want to walk with God so that we can start to prophesy about the coming of the Lord. We can proclaim, we can declare when people are ungodly, we can love them. It is all by when we are walking with God. And it is saying like this in verse in Hebrews chapter 11, we were reading verse 5. He's saying is by faith Enoch was taken to God, and it says in the last part, and he pleased God. Avan devatte preethipeduthi. And it's in verse 6, it says, but without faith it is impossible to please God. Then your question is, wait. What is faith? Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. We all have memorized it. Okay, let's break it down. It is being certain of what we hope for. Okay, if you go to Hebrews chapter 11, we know that's a galore of all of the Old Testament saints that walked in faith. And let's look at the life of Abraham. Verse 9, it says, for he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Meaning, he hoped for a city that whose builder and maker was God. And so if you combine verse 11, verse 1, and put this into perspective, you're saying Enoch walked as though looking for a city, something God did. Or let's make it more general. He walked with his eyes on an eternal thing and not on a thing that has to be closed with mortgage. With me? He walked. So faith is an internal assurance of an eternal promise. So far, so good. Faith is an internal assurance of an eternal promise. Devam paranyada. Adayada, aa promise ivudte thurumbina adinte mel adhigaram illengil, that is right faith. If the promise that you have in your mind as I preach is something that can be degraded, that can be decayed, that can be taken control because of the wrong weather, because of the wrong people, that promise is not an eternal promise. I mean, it's a promise. Sometimes we take all of the promises for Israel and we say that is ours. Our eternal promise is eternity with God. A fellowship with God. So walking with God. Let me go quickly. This is taking a lot more time than what I'm thinking. So, guess what? Some of you may have heard this statement. Oh, there are so many promises for this person, but the person died. Let's read verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promise. In the HL. But we are blessed. We may be the generation that may receive the promise because the Lord might come it in our lifetime. We are getting to that point. Nammada lifetime il devam verum. Right? That is the faith with which all the people preached. Ende kaalagattathil verum. Ende kaalagattathil, you ask Paul, he preached the same thing. Christu vil marichu varu enna ezhuthekkum pinne jeevanode sheeshikkunnavaraya naam. See, all those who are dead in Christ and those who are alive in Christ, that is us. He included himself saying, Lord is coming now. So we should include ourselves. So it is possible. Some of me, we may have asked, somebody must have, let's say, passed early in life, and like, ഒത്തിരി വാക്തത്വങ്ങളുണ്ട്. അത് ഇവിടുത്തെ വാക്തത്വമായിരുന്നെങ്കിൽ ശരിയാ, പ്രാപിച്ചില്ല. ഫോർ മീ, ഐ എം സെയിങ്, ഇറ്റ്സ് ഓക്കെ, ഹ്യൂമൻ പ്രോഫസി, ഐ വിൽ ഗിവ് ഗ്രേസ്. ദാറ്റ്സ് എ വേ. ബട്ട് ഐ നോ വൺ തിങ്, ഇവിടുത്തെ ഒന്നും കിട്ടിയില്ലെങ്കിലും അവിടുത്തെ കിട്ടും. ലെറ്റ് മീ ആസ്ക് യു വൺ തിങ്. യു നോ ദ സ്റ്റോറി ഓഫ് എ ലെയിം മാൻ? ദിസ് ഇസ് നോട്ട് ഇൻ മൈ സ്ക്രിപ്റ്റ്. The story of a lame man where Jesus heals. Okay, so when he comes, Jesus asks him one question. What do you want me to do? Question. So Jesus says, he doesn't even ask the question, he's saying this: let your sins be healed. Avante aavashyam endo nadakkanam. But Jesus says your sins need to be healed. His need is that he needs to walk. Then I ask this question, wait, why did Jesus respond, answer the sin thing first? Because you know what? Even if you cannot walk, you can enter heaven. But if you don't have sin, and you can run, you can do Olympics, you're not going to see the gate of heaven. This is why it said you need to be born again, because it is a spiritual kingdom. It's not a physical kingdom. It doesn't work on recommendations. My grandma, she does street preaching, and so she's very vocal about her faith. So definitely at a young age, me and her were on two different boats. We were on two different planets, two different realms, because she has her policies, which is correct. I agree. I respect it. Now, not at that age. At that age, it was World War III going on, right? Just waiting to happen. And I would say humorously, you know, Ammachi swargathi povumba njan ammachiyude kaale pidikkum, so I can also come with you. And Ammachi is more smarter. She said njan ninne tatti thaazhe idum, right? Well, it's my grandmother after all, right? You expect her to be smarter, right? Right. So we need to walk with God. Okay, let me quickly go to the part of the sermon where I'm saying walking with God means walking in fellowship with God. Let's go to 1 John 1:6, right? So walking with God means walking in fellowship with God. And when we read 1 John chapter 1, verse 6, if we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and we lie and do not practice the truth, verse 7, please, also. But if we walk in light as He's in the light, we have fellowship with Him. So if walking with God is considered as being fellowship with God, that means you are, and if you are in fellowship with God, that means you are walking in the light. And this is a part I don't want to cut short, so just bear with me. Walking in the light, and let's go through this verse as a church. But if we walk in the light as He's in the light, we have fellowship with one another. Appa devathodu kooda nadakkunnavarku കൂടെ ഉള്ളവരുമായിട്ട് കൂട്ടായ്മയുണ്ടെന്നാണ് പറയുന്നത്. സോ ദോസ് ഹു വാക്ക് വിത്ത് ഗോഡ്, ദേ ഹാവ് എ ഫെലോഷിപ്പ് വിത്ത് വൺ അനദർ. നൗ ഇഫ് സംബഡി ഹിയർ തിങ്സ്, ഓ വെൻ നോ, ഐ വാക്ക് വിത്ത് ഗോഡ്, പക്ഷേ ആ അച്ചായൻ്റെ വീട്ടിൽ, നോ നോ നോ, ആ അത്ര അതൊക്കെ അത്രയൊക്കെ ഉള്ള മതി. ഞാൻ, യു നോ, ഐ ഡോണ്ട് വാണ്ട് ടു ലൂസ് മൈ സ്പിരിച്വാലിറ്റി. അതല്ല പറയുന്നു. If you are saying you walk with God, and we need to be a church that walks with God, that means we need to be a church that walks with light, walks in the light, which means whatever you do is transparent. Ennu vachal, there is no privacy in Christianity. Because if privacy comes, that is a strategy of the devil in the Western world. You ask in the olden generations, or you go to the time of Israel, and in our Kerala, there are only Malayaliyada Aryan Paranjyada Aryan, and Yehudamar. There was an order, and it was authorities had place. Here, you know, the devil came and twisted it nicely, said, "Hey, that's my privacy, my private room." Anna, niya paava tikkadak. If you have to be saved, you need somebody to come out and rescue you. For example, think of this: if your house is on top of a hill and there is fire on top of the house, you have no idea. You need somebody from outside to come and tell you your house is on fire, you are close to death. When you are failing in sin, you need sometimes an external influence who will come and tell, "Brother, get out of that. I know what it's like. അന്നേരം പറഞ്ഞവനെ എടാ പോടാ, ഐ നോ വട്ട് ടു ഡു, ഐ ഹാവ് സി സി ടി വി ആൻഡ് വട്ടെവർ ദാറ്റ് ക്യാമറ ഈസ്. നോ, ദാറ്റ് ഡസൻ വർക്ക്. യുവർ ക്യാമറ കൻ നോട്ട് ക്യാപ്ചർ ദോസ് സിൻസ്. Google does a great job. ChatGPT does a great job. None of it will tell you your sin. പാപത്തെ വെളിപ്പെടുത്തുന്ന ഒരു സോഫ്റ്റ്വെയർ ഇല്ല കുഞ്ഞേ. So we need to walk in sin. Now this is for, now I will tell, this is a youth sermon, the part I'm going to next. Because it's for the youths and then adults can eventually take it. Okay, but first it's for the youth. ആദ്യം കുട്ടികൾക്ക് പിന്നെ വലിയവർക്ക്. Okay. So, fellowship with brethren. Now, hey, I love all of you, okay? Don't hate me for this, but I'll still love you. But fellowship in your church, in our church, means in any of your translation, does it say fellowship with only the youth? Or does it say fellowship with the adults? Let me take Luke Osapacha. He's the best example for this. He will come talk to Philip. If he kept his standard and Philip kept his standard, do you think they will ever associate? Now, if you are telling that you walk with God and you cannot be a bit uncomfortable to the believer that you see, you are going to share the gospel to whom? My father would always say one thing, ellarod angotte poganirikkyo engotte. Fellowship with believers, they may be weaker than you spiritually. Your role is that. Maybe you are spiritually stronger than them. God in his sovereignty put you who is stronger in this church to strengthen those who are weak so that you have prodigies. Allengil devan tettu undakkuna deema, or God is a God who makes a mistake. And that is where I appreciate what Justin was doing. He stepped back and he's saying, all right, I'm going to bring up the next generation. And we need 10 more Justins here. We need people who can train up, like what Jobin's doing. He brings up Emil and Sharon. We need people who are ready to pass on and train them. And don't train them from away. You train them by walking with them. You pray for them. As I mentioned, I know Justin intercedes for these people, these kids. So fellowship means you have to, I know we have a lot of job with all of these cables, and I pray God will give us these, give us a hall so that we'll have reduced time of the youth over here and they will have an interaction. Now, they will try their best now, adults. They will try their best with their English. Bear with their in English, and they cannot probably get the Malayalam across. But it's fine. At the least, you will bless them. And adults, we also have a role to go down and say, amone endondu che same question arikku choikkunne, no problem, I am number one. Some people know I'll ask the same question which I asked 2 minutes before. It's okay. At least I am saying is, who knows, maybe the second question you will actually tell the truthful answer. Fellowship devathodu koodana, the problem, don't miss the theme of the sermon is walking with God. Walking with God means fellowship with God. That means you need to be agreement with God. That means you need to have your sins removed away between you and God. That means you need to walk in the light. And if you walk in the light, if you walk in fellowship with God, you will prophesy about the coming of the Lord. You will be honest about the gospel. You will reach to the ungodly. And if you say you're walking with God, then I am saying that I'm walking in the light, which means I am walking in fellowship with one another, which means I can have disagreement, but I still love them. ഏതു പാപം അശേമിക്കാൻ പറ്റാത്തേക്ക് ഇൻ ചർച്ച്. There is no, if you take the scripture, എടാ എന്നെ പോലെ അപരാധിയെ യേശു ക്ഷമിച്ചെങ്കിൽ, that's the standard you want to see. If God forgave me, that means he can forgive anybody. And then this is what he says in the Lord's prayer. He says, forgive me as I forgive others. And I have told this once in Blessed Chan's house is, God, deal with me as I deal with others. Njan mattullavarode edavidunnathu pole ennode edavidayaname ennayirikkanam prarthana. So if you are walking with God, I know this is not like Greek or Hebrew, but simple thing, walk in light, walk with God, bear with each other's failures and weaknesses. Don't point it out every time. If they are mature, point it out. If they are not mature, prarthike. There is nothing that cannot be resolved without prayer. There are things you are like, oh, that person is so immature. I don't know what to do. Pray. Oh, you know what? I really don't know. This person is getting into trouble. I don't know what to do. Pray. Because you are giving it to a Supreme Court that can take care of every area of any person's life. All right? And may God bless us this word. I encourage this church. We as a church should be people who walk with God. Walking with God, walking in the light, walking in the fellowship of brethren. And after all, our life is only a few more years. Barely, it's our total life is about 30,000 days. Out of which, one third of it we spend sleeping. One third of it we spend working. Then we have only 10,000 days. And most of us have finished 5,000 of it also. And then what do you want to do with the rest 5,000? Even with the children, be gracious, and but treat them, bring them, like, you know, because there is so much experience that is untouched here. ഒത്തിരി ദൈവിക അനുഭവങ്ങൾ ജനം അനുഭവിക്കാതെ യൗവനക്കാർ അനുഭവിക്കാതെ കിടക്കുകയാണ്. പിന്നെ അവർക്ക് വേണോ വേണ്ടോ അനദർ തിങ് ബട്ട് വെൻ ഇഫ് ദി ആർ ഗോയിങ് ടു വാക്ക് വിത്ത് ഗോഡ് ദേ വിൽ ടാപ്പ് ഇറ്റ് ഇൻ ഫ്രം യു റൈറ്റ് ആൻഡ് ബി റെഡി ഫോർ ഇറ്റ് മേ ഗോഡ് ബ്ലെസ് അസ് ഓൾ